Chapter 5, The Journey to Kansas. Linda was surprised when she looked in the window of the saloon and saw Matt playing billiards, particularly when someone nearby shouted, "The Kansas stage leaves in an hour!" Then she saw his serious expression and noticed that all the other customers were watching the game closely. And suddenly, she understood what her friend was trying to do.
"Dinah, he's trying to win our trip to Kansas," she cried.
Matt was good at billiards, but at first the pressure of the situation made him nervous, and he played badly. Fortunately, his opponent was drinking too much whiskey, and slowly Matt took advantage. Beauregard looked nervously at his pocket watch. The stagecoach for Kansas was going to leave in 10 minutes. Matt made a great shot and won the game.
"Now, give him my tickets, please," he said calmly.
"I'll give you this,"
shouted Beauregard angrily, taking a pistol from his holster.
"Stop!"
The barman was pointing his rifle at Beauregard.
"The boy won fair and square. Give him the tickets."
The journey was like a strange, tormented dream. They travelled 800 miles in 3 weeks. They left Georgia, following the spectacular Appalachian Mountains, and continued through the Confederate states of Alabama, Mississippi, and Arkansas, and into the Union state of Missouri, with its vast forests. A memorable moment was crossing the majestic Mississippi River, but the devastating effects of the war were everywhere, and impossible to forget. Towns in ruins, plantations destroyed, thousands of men in grey or blue uniforms, many of them mutilated by terrible weapons of destruction, and piles of coffins waiting for the dead. The stagecoach wasn't comfortable, but they stopped at night to sleep. During the day, nobody talked much. The war made everyone sad and silent. They often heard a familiar name, Lincoln, pronounced with respect and hope. The other 5 passengers in the stagecoach changed frequently. One day, another passenger, a plantation owner from Alabama, spoke to Dinah.
"Girl, you had a job, a home, and food. Now, what have you got?"
Dinah smiled.
"My liberty, sir,"
she said proudly. Kansas City was a lively frontier town, the last stopover for many homesteaders going west. The main street, with its hotels and saloons, was full of European immigrants waiting to form a wagon train for the Oregon Trail. It was time to say goodbye to Dinah. Her sister, Daisy, notified by telegram, was waiting for her.
"Stay with us for a few days,"
insisted the 2 girls after their happy and emotional reunion.
"Thanks, but we have a job to do," said Linda.
"Dinah, I have to confess that I played with your life in that billiard game in Atlanta,"
added Matt. Dinah laughed.
"But nobody can play with my life now, Matt,"
she said happily.
"I'm free."
"I'll miss Dinah,"
sighed Linda as they walked down the main street.
"Yes,"
Matt said distractedly.
"Linda, why is everyone looking at us?"
In fact, the 2 friends were the object of great attention. Then they saw the reason. All along the street were big posters with their photograph on them, and under it, one enormous black word: Wanted.